Give Us More. I'm Neve, and normally I would be joined by Megan, but she's off living a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in Malta, having a whale of a time. You bitch. Don't worry though, guys. She's still here, behind the scenes, still with me, hasn't gone anywhere. Is just settling into her new Malta life. You know, having fun, as she should be. So last week I told you guys about Slenderman. I hope you really liked that case. It was fun to research in the aspect of delving into the creepypastas of Slenderman. Not fun to research because it's 3 12-year-old girls. Enough said. If you didn't check out that episode, make sure you do go listen. It's, I thought, interesting. So this week I'm going to tell you about the Russian doll maker. Creepy. Get comfortable, get spooky, we're here for creepy time. Anatoly Moskvin was born September 1st, 1966, to Elvira and Yuri Moskvin in Gorky, Russia. As a young boy, he was extremely intelligent. When he was in the third grade, however, he was raped by a strange man on his way home from school, and this had an effect on how he started to behave. Anatoly became extremely socially awkward, and he didn't really have any friends. According to Anatoly, when he was around 12 years old, while on a school trip to collect recycling, he came across a group of men. The men took him inside of a house in which a funeral was going on. The funeral was for an 11-year-old girl. The girl's mother got a hold of Anatoly, and she made him kiss the young girl. He didn't really want to kiss her and he felt extremely uncomfortable. However, he did end up kissing the young girl on the forehead 3 times. Anatoly claimed that he actually ended up enjoying giving the dead girl a kiss, which is just super creepy. The dead girl's mother then produced 2 rings. She placed one on her daughter and one on Anatoly and claimed that the pair were now married. This was a major turning point for him and affected how he lived the rest of his life. He claimed after that the young girl would visit him in his dreams and the dead girl would insist that he learn black magic. Anatoly didn't want to learn about anything to do with witchcraft. He eventually told his mother about his dreams and she took him to see a doctor. However, the doctor just claimed that Anatoly was going through puberty and he prescribed a herbal remedy to help him sleep at night. The young girl, however, still continued to haunt his dreams. After almost a year of her coming to visit him, she finally told Anatoly how to get rid of her. All he had to do was perform a ritual. Using the tooth of a classmate and perform this ritual, the curse would be passed along to the classmate. After he did this, the young girl never haunted his dreams again. However, this did start his interest in graveyards and the deceased. Anatoly graduated from a philological faculty of Moscow State University. He had studied Celtic history and folklore. He was able to speak 13 different languages, which is super impressive. He had a deep interest in cemeteries, burial rituals, and death, along with the occult. So he was described as weird, and to be honest, I have an interest in folklore, rituals, and the occult. However, I would never in 1,000 years do what this guy did. Anatoly passed a test to become a practitioner of black magic, and he took an oath of celibacy and to abstain from drinking and smoking. He reportedly had a library of over 60,000 books. He was a lecturer in Celtic studies at Nizhny Novgorod Linguistic University. I hope I said that right. He had written several books and papers that were all known in the academic circles. He'd even written several dictionaries, like he was a smart ass cookie. His colleagues described him as kind, nice and punctual. However, he was still extremely socially awkward and he didn't really have many friends. Anatoly would occasionally write for local newspapers and publications. However, due to his awkwardness, he eventually left his job at the university and he became a tutor for children. He taught a range of classes from languages to history to anything in between that because he was so smart, he knew it all. In 2003, Anatoly met a woman named Yulia. She was smart and she would challenge Anatoly's beliefs, but in a good way. The pair got along so well and they eventually entered into a non-sexual relationship as Anatoly wanted to remain celibate. Yulia, however, wanted to have children and she was quite nervous to bring it up to Anatoly, but eventually did. And to her surprise, he too wanted a child, but through adoption. He started the process of applying to adopt a child. However, his income was erratic due to the nature of his jobs and some months he was just barely scraping by. At the time, he still lived with his parents and they were not pleased about him trying to adopt. However, he told his mother to either be supportive or he would start partaking in black magic. So his mother was just like, look, do whatever makes you happy. Literally, she was like, I don't care, just leave me out of it. None of this mattered in the end as his application was denied. He didn't earn enough money and he wasn't married and he didn't own his own house. Yulia was more than willing to marry him, but due to his celibacy, he was not interested in marriage. This eventually led to the relationship falling apart, and it wasn't long after that that Yulia went her separate ways, which, I mean, can you blame her? Anatoly moved on and put wanting a child to the back of his head and decided to focus on work. In 2005, he got offered his dream job. A man was writing a book about graveyards and the people in them all over Russia and Germany, and he needed someone to travel all over and gather information. Anatoly was more than happy to accept the job. He had to go to almost every graveyard in Russia, take notes of how many graves there was, what dates were on the graves, and the cause of death on each headstone, and any other type of information that he could gather in relation to the people in the graves. Anatoly walked most of the time, so he walked almost 20 miles per day. This was because the buses didn't necessarily have reliable timetables and they would only kind of go through the towns once, maybe twice a day, but that wasn't really in sync with Anatoly's schedule because by the time he would walk around the graveyards and gather as much information as he could, the buses would have left and he'd be stuck there. He would often arrive at the cemeteries in the evening and he'd gather as much information he could before nighttime. And then he would very often sleep in the graveyards along with the graves. That's not weird at all. He said he felt peace there. One night he even found a coffin that was out in preparation for a funeral the following morning. So he decided to sleep in it to see what it felt like. And then the next morning he was woken up by two drunk grave robbers. Now, he was mostly lucky with the local police each time he got to the towns. Once he would explain what he was doing and who he was, they would leave him to wander the graveyards. They didn't really care. However, he wasn't so lucky with locals. Most of the locals would watch him carefully, feeling that he was odd and most likely up to no good. In 2006, he was made leave a small town when local men thought he was a grave robber. And at a different cemetery, he was beat up and robbed because he wasn't staying with two drunk men who were out in the graveyard grieving at a fresh grave. Between 2005 and 2007, Anatoly visited almost 750 graveyards all along Russia. When he returned home, he became very much secluded. He'd hardly come out of his house and he would only tend to leave for essentials such as food and the likes. He began writing for local newspapers again and he wrote some very controversial articles. And this led the police to keeping a close eye on him as they felt that he might have been an extremist in the anti-Muslim riots that were happening. In 2011, anti-Muslim propaganda was all over Russia. People were vandalizing Muslim cemeteries and they were digging up graves. And because it was cemeteries that were being vandalized, Anatoly became an immediate suspect because the police were well aware of his interest in death and graveyards. Then, on November 2nd, 2011, police got a search warrant to search the apartment of Anatoly. The police expected to find extremist materials in his home and maybe find some like equipment that would have been used in vandalizing. I know spray paint and stuff is what they thought they were going to find. But instead, they found something much more disturbing. There were dolls all over his apartment, all in a variety of sizes, but all dressed in women's clothing with creepy makeup on. Some even played music with music boxes inside their chests. When one of the officers went to move a doll out of the way, he heard a rattling noise coming inside the doll. So they decided to open it up, thinking that this is where he was hiding his extremist materials. However, what they found was much more disturbing and disturbed the police officers to their core. I'm just going to take a quick break before I get right into the creepy life of Anatoly. And we're back. When the police opened up the dolls, they found the bodies of mummified women. Anatoly had collected the bodies of 29 girls, ranging in age from 3 to 25. The police placed the bodies in the back of a truck to be taken for further examination. It did not take long for crowds to start forming outside of Anatoly's apartment. He was immediately arrested and brought in for questioning. The media nicknamed him the puppeteer. His father reportedly had a heart attack when he heard the news. His mother also had to be hospitalized upon hearing what her son had been up to. The police told media that they had no idea that he was robbing corpses from their graves and keeping them as dolls. His parents told police and the media that they had no idea what their son was up to and that he was robbing corpses. They knew he had many dolls and they thought of them as weird. But they also knew that their son was a bit strange, so they never really questioned that he did strange things because he himself was strange. Anatoly had written down the names of each corpse he had robbed, along with their birthdays, cause of death, and what age they were when they died. He mostly stole the bodies of girls who had died in a traumatic way. Anatoly cooperated with the police investigation and he answered any and all questions that they had for him. He held nothing back. He told the police how he stole the bodies unnoticed and how he mummified them and created dolls out of them. Whilst searching his home, they found a book on doll making and maps of different cemeteries. Anatoly is suspected of robbing 150 graves all over Russia and Germany, even one coming as far as Munich. He told police that he had been stealing corpses for almost 10 years. Most of the corpses found in Anatoly's apartment at the time of his arrest were from his local area. He told the police that he was trying to revive the girls using a form of black magic. When he was home alone with the dolls, he would play cartoons for them, sing for them, play games, and he would eat dinner with them. He also celebrated their birthdays and any other holidays with them. He had reportedly cut slits in the eyes of the doll masks so that the corpse could see, like, the telly and, like, would be able to see him, which is so creepy. A reporter asked him if he was aware that what he was doing was illegal, and he responded with, quote, "Yes, I realized it was illegal." So he just didn't care. In May 2012, Anatoly was supposed to stand trial. However, he was deemed unfit. He had been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. He was placed in a state mental hospital for psychiatric treatment. He'd been sentenced to coercive medical treatment. He eventually got a new lawyer who tried to get him released in 2013 up until 2015. Then in 2015, his lawyer put forward a motion that would see him released for good. And the hospital also felt that by 2018, he was no longer a danger to society, and they also went in on the petition to have him moved to outpatient care. However, he was re-evaluated in 2019, and the hospital withdrew their motion, their petition, stating that they felt it was too soon for him to be released into the public. It is very possible that he will spend the rest of his life in the state hospital. The judge ordered Anatoly to pay retribution to the families of those who he had stolen the corpses. He was to pay $75,000, which I don't know what it is in Russian. I don't even know the Russian currency, to be honest. However, one man denied the compensation, saying that Anatoly had treated his daughter better than he did when his daughter was alive, which is very sad. Anatoly denies any and all allegations of sexual activity with the dolls. He said that they were more like his children instead, which is so, so, so creepy. So in this episode, nobody actually murdered anybody. They were already dead, which is so creepy. His parents said that, like, yes, the dolls, like, smelled, but they were kind of just putting it down to the fact that Anatoly himself was weird and he probably hadn't cleaned his apartment in a long time and, you know, different things like that. Like, they never once thought, like, oh, those are corpses. However, when you see, there is actual photos on the internet of these corpses, or of the dolls, I should say. And, like, if you're squirmish, I wouldn't look them up. But if you're a weirdo and interested like me, you'd have to look them up. And, like, I'm sorry, they were not dolls. It's so creepy. It's honestly so, so creepy. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Anatoly and what you think about his doll making. He had, like, a book on how to install the music boxes in the chests of the dolls, and then he had a book on how to make the dolls, and he also, I believe, had a book on how to, like, mummify them. And basically he said that, like, he would dig up the corpses, he'd leave them in the cemeteries, and he would start the mummification process there in the cemetery, and he would leave them there until it was safe to transport them back to his apartment, which is just creepy because he was basically then going to these cemeteries, like, day after day after day, mummifying these corpses, and not a one person copped it. Yeah, weird. He basically was like, yeah, it was illegal, but, like, I'd do it again in a heartbeat, which I think is one of the reasons why he is not released and won't be released. And it's hard to know, even if he is, like, released from the state hospital, what happens then, because he was deemed unfit for trial. But also, it's a very weird situation because what he was doing was illegal, but he didn't actually kill anybody. He just robbed corpses. He just robbed them, which is weird. So yeah, it's an odd one. Different, unique. It's a short but sweet case. No, I'll rephrase that. It's not at all a sweet case. It's a short and creepy case. I really hope you enjoyed it. Comment on the Instagram post of this episode on Instagram at giveusmorgue and let us know what you thought about Anatoly and his weird doll obsession. And you can also check out our Twitter at giveusmorgue for updates on new episodes and other nonsense. And next week, we have a very exciting episode coming in honor of Halloween. So Halloween is Sunday, as everybody knows. So the episode will be released on Monday, just a day after Halloween, but still Halloween nonetheless. And then you might not hear from us for a week, but don't you worry, because it is literally just going to be the week. Not like last time when I said it was only going to be a few weeks and it was like 6 months. No, it wasn't 6 months. It was like three. But still, it'll only be the week. We have something very, very exciting going on behind the scenes. We're working very hard for you guys. Don't you worry. And yeah, so keep your eyes peeled and let us know in the comments section on Instagram what you think the surprise episode is. Would love to see that. It might also give us inspiration. And also keep your eyes peeled, because me and Megan might be doing something fun and creepy on Halloween for, like, a little Halloween special for you guys. So if you want to see who you've been listening to, you can always check out our own personal Instagrams, which is at megpowell_ and at mrs_neve. And if you would subscribe to us on whatever platform you're listening to this episode on, would really love that. And you can also leave us a review if you want to. You don't have to, but it is always very much appreciated, as always. And if you have any suggestions on who you would love to hear us talk about on the podcast, please let us know in our Instagram DMs. That would be amazing. Or you can email us, like, if you have the information. I think our email is on the Instagram page. So that has been it, short and sweet. Happy Halloween, everybody, and have a spooky, spooky week. Bye.